lunch. Mail or drop off checks through the mail slot at the 100 300th care of Flemington Choir School, 3 Chorister Place, Flemington 08822. Checks should be made payable to Hunterdon Historical Society. The Flemington Historic House tour, originally scheduled for Saturday, September 12th, has been postponed until further notice. September 20th, a tour of Hunterdon's rural heritage through the art of Aidan Campanelli. Enjoy a unique PowerPoint tour of some of the Hunterdon's most special landmarks as we travel through the rural roads via artist Dan Campanelli's beautiful watercolor paintings. Dan and his wife, Marty, attendees will do the narrating, and attendees will hear the history behind some of the Hunterdon's most beloved architecture. That is, you can find more on that from Hunterdon300th.org, and refreshments will be available. On Sunday, September 27th, what the heck is Lindsay Woolsey? A truly fascinating topic about important heritage crop that clothed our Hunterdon ancestors. Spinning demonstrations and discussion that explores one of Hunterdon County's most important early settlement heritage crops, flax, which would be made into and redded to become a cloth. And then that would be used in wool. So it's Lindsay Woolsey. And that'll be happening 1 p.m. at the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead in Lambertville. The event is free, but reservations are required by visiting our website, Hunterdon300th.org. And October 3rd, 250 years of farmsteading, the Hunterdon County enjoy a private tour of the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum, housed in their restored three-story bank barn. Livestock were kept on the lower level, crops above. Today, some of the exhibits arranged in the barn cover the tools and equipment used by the farmers to raise and harvest crops and provided fodder for livestock and commodities to sell. Other displays cover the domestic chores of the farmer's wife in preparation and preservation of food and the making of clothing. Early examples of now common implements and appliances give you a sense of passing time. It will take place from 2 to 5 at Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum, 1605 Daniel Bray Highway, Lambertville. Event is free, but reservations are required. Tuesday, October 6th, the importance of 4-H in Hunterdon, a celebration of National 4-H, October 4th to 10th. Join us for an informative talk about what 4-H is and its importance of 4-H to Hunterdon County. 4-H is a product of our agrarian society that has continuously been modified in order to be relevant and attracting organization for today's youth, who are raised in a technological society. The 4-H is the largest positive youth development and youth mentoring organization, empowering 6 million young people in America. In partnership with 110 universities, 4-H life-changing programs are research-backed and made available through a 4-H clubs, camps, after-school, and school enrichment programs. So the current 4-H experiences and opportunities will be gone over with the Cooperative Extension System and the USDA, Lewis Cole, Ruth Crumlin, Betty Jane Hunt, and Susan Miller, who are all current 4-H leaders and alumni of the Hunterdon 4-H program. They'll discuss past and current 4-H experiences, and it takes place at 7 p.m. at the Main Branch County Library, 314 State Highway 12, Flemington. On the 17th is a barn tour, board the deluxe coach, and ride passing the rural scenery of Hunterdon County with some of Hunterdon's best barns and destinations. Guides, Hunterdon County Board of Agricultural Executive Board member George Connard, and President of the Heritage Conservancy, Jeff Marshall, will share their expertise on the history of many of county's farms and amazing architecture of Dutch, English, and German barns found throughout Hunterdon. Lunch is included, and will be an informative and fun-filled autumn day. The bus leaves from Raritan Township Municipal Building 9 a.m., returns around 4. The event is limited to 50 people. Go to 100300th.org for more information or call 908-788-2030. It's a $15 fee that includes the bus tours, lunch, and snacks. Can't beat that, huh? And October 24th, the Vote House Auction. The event is inspired by a real auction in 1778 when Victorians, American patriots, confiscated the goods and property of to defeat the Vogt family, who had remained loyal to the British king during the Revolutionary War. The auction will start at 9:30 a.m. for a preview, 10:30 auction at the 1759 Vogt House, 34 Gray Rock Road, Annandale, next to the Clinton Township Middle School. Auctioneer Michael J. Stasek, owner of Antiques and Auction Service for Carpentersville, will preside, and items are currently being sought. Some special items are already on this auction list, which can be viewed at StasekAuctions.com. All proceeds benefit the 1759 Vogt House. Further information, visit 1759VogtHouse.org. All right. Wow, that was chock full of tons of things that are focused on Hunterdon County. Let's see what else we have.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 54 degrees. Humidity is at 42. We are looking at having a sunny day today with a high near 60. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 29. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. Chance of showers Thursday night and showers on Friday, mainly after 9 a.m. There'll be some showers also Friday night. Chance of rain on Saturday, but mostly sunny on Sunday. It is currently 12:08. So, I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I would like to welcome you to Counselors Chat today. It is something that I do every Wednesday. For those of you that listen on a regular basis, of course you know that, and hopefully I've got some new listeners. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, and I've been a counselor for over 30 years. One of the things that I like to say is I am a counselor. I'm not a social worker. I'm not a psychologist, not a psychiatrist. And as a counselor, there's so many things that we need to know and that we bring to the table. We learn a lot of counseling theories, counseling tools, and are able to put those into practice with our clients to help with healing in many different areas. Counselors can be found in hospitals and in other types of programs, and of course, rehabs, drug and alcohol centers. They can be in, we have counselors to deal with spiritual issues and ethical issues, marriage counselors, school counselors, career counselors. So there's many different areas that, and that's just to name a few, that licensed professional counselors are proficient in. So that kind of leads me or segues into my topic for today, which is marriage and affairs. And as a licensed professional counselor, I do have clients that come in with infidelity issues, couples that are struggling with that. And there's a tendency to think that it's the man that has, you know, the straying eye, but that's not necessarily true. Women also will have affairs. Generally speaking, depending upon the nature of the relationship, and I'm talking mainly about a heterosexual relationship, but either person can stray from the marriage. And unless you have an open relationship where there are a few, where there are people who are okay with infidelity, as a matter of fact, may even encourage it. They believe that it actually enhances their relationship. But I will say, for the most part, people in relationships do not like when their partner strays and has an affair. When we get married, even if we're not married, we do make a commitment to another person. And when we are having that kind of relationship, it's not casual. It is, like I said, it is committed. So we're willing to give support, love, encouragement, all of those things. Trust is a huge one. And when we do have someone who has an affair, it is extremely painful. It really wreaks emotional havoc on both people. And so often people have no clue how to recover. Sometimes someone will say, my spouse has had an affair, I'm done, I'm out of here. We're getting a divorce and I'm not working on the marriage. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to recover from it. I'm just, you know, wiping my hands from it and I'm walking away. And sometimes those end up in really ugly battles, ugly divorces. You hurt me, I'll hurt you, I'll show you. And it can really be ugly. Children are pawns, and it's sad. It's very sad. And so what happens is oftentimes that the person who is hurt seeks retaliation and revenge. And there's a lot of healing that needs to happen for that person, because it becomes baggage into other relationships and can say, well, I'm never doing that again, which is sad also. And there are people, I see them in my office, who say, my spouse has had an affair and we still love each other and we want to work this out. And I do believe that it can get worked out. I have seen it work out. But it can take a long time. Often, the person who has had the affair finds that they are struggling with patience. When is my spouse going to get over it? I'm over it. Well, the thing is that the spouse that has to, quote-unquote, get over it has a actually a larger hurdle to climb, believe it or not. Because they have to deal with the broken trust and how to rebuild trust. And so the first few weeks can be a make it or break it stage in the recovery process. Because it is such an uphill climb, especially for the person who's been cheated on. Devastatingly painful. There's a grieving process that that person has to go through. Grieving the loss of trust. I thought I knew you. I can't believe you did this to me. I can't believe you did this to our family, to our children, to our hopes, to our dreams. A lot of grieving. And I still want to work this marriage out. Okay. One of the things that I do so often is I say, you know, what percentage of you is in, what percentage of you is out. It gives me an idea of what to work with, of what I am working with. But I do know, because I have had it happen in my office, that it is possible to work it out. So I'm going to stop and take a few commercial breaks, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and today I'm talking about how to save your marriage after an affair. As I said earlier on, it's devastating, especially if you have the belief system that we are committed and we are going to be loyal to each other and we trust each other and we are life partners. If I have a belief system that says it's not okay for my partner to step out on me, then it's going to be pretty devastating. There are a few couples sometimes. I mean, there's people that are okay with it, and that is part of their relationship. However, I believe for most people that an unfaithful spouse is emotionally devastating. Does it mean that we can't overcome that? Well, you may say one strike and you're out. And you may say, you know what, is he or she is still my best friend. I want to work on it. I want to see if we can save the marriage. And sometimes, after a lot of hard work to repair the marriage or the relationship, people might even say that the relationship is even stronger. So I'm not saying that to encourage people to go and have an affair at all, but it does get reported that, and I believe one of the reasons is because people worked on some of the underlying issues that triggered the affair in the first place. So for the unfaithful spouse or partner, you have some tasks. The first thing is end the affair. If you want your marriage or relationship to work, you must end the affair. It's not realistic to remain in an affair and think you're going to work out your relationship. The person who has been cheated on feels as there that they just can't trust you because you're not willing to do that. You have to grieve that loss. You know, if you're having that affair and you're going to end it, you have to grieve the loss. And you have to take responsibility. Not only for the relationship that you're in, but for the relationship that you're ending. So now you are hurting other people. And you have to take responsibility for that. Very important. So there's work. There's grieving. I'm ending a relationship. There's guilt and shame. I need to deal with that. I may need to work at rebuilding some of my own self-esteem if I'm the one that had the affair, because I've just created havoc and wreckage in many different lives, not just my own. It's really important to answer questions, because the faithful spouse is going to have a lot of them. A lot of them. How did you meet? What did you do? Where did you go? Why did you do it? What did you buy that person? Did you go places? Did you do things? It's important to be transparent. So that means I'm going to show you my emails, my cell phone records, my Facebook accounts. I'm willing to change them. I'm willing to, you know, get a new phone. You need to be an open book. One of the things that's really important, okay, is you don't want to, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't want to do things or say things that will bring images to your spouse mind that may be too painful. In other words, sharing too many sexual details. Okay, your spouse doesn't really need to know all that. That doesn't mean if there are certain things that your spouse was not willing to do and the other person was willing to do, that that's something that you can't talk about when we get to a different aspect of recovering in your relationship. But to give those kinds of transparent specifics, that's a little too painful. You don't need to do that. But in terms of being willing to be an open book, where did you go? Did you take her children with you? If there were children, if you got them pregnant, okay, if that happened, she'd had an abortion, sexually transmitted diseases. All of those things need to be able to talk about. All of those things. And be willing, okay, to sit there and listen to your spouse's or partner's pain and anger. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. So that's going to mean that you need to have some empathy. Have some empathy. Now, what is empathy? We think of sympathy. Oh, poor thing. No. Poor thing, you're going through that. No. That's sympathy. I have sympathy for you. Empathy is I know what it feels like for you. Now, if I'm the one that had the affair and I said to my significant other, I know what this feels like. You are crushed. Your heart is broken. The response I'm going to get is, no, you don't. You have no idea the depth of my pain, the depth of my anger, how broken my heart is. At the same time, it is still about being present and showing empathy. Very important. Apologize, and you may find that you apologize over and over and over again. You see, this is where the person who had the affair says, oh, when is this going to stop? I mean, I've already apologized 75 times. Well, the depth of the pain and the broken heart of your partner may need further apologies because the wound is so deep. One of the things that I say to clients all the time, if you want to rebuild the trust of the partner who is in immense pain, not that you're not in pain because you're ending a relationship and you're observing the pain that you've caused your spouse or your significant other. That is painful. You may even be questioning your own value system. Okay, so there's things that you're doing, if you're the person that's had the affair, that you may never thought. I just never thought that this was going to be me. I never thought that I'd ever have an affair. And yet here I am doing something that I always thought was immoral and goes against my values. So that's something that needs to get addressed in therapy. But part of that being transparent, being that open book, is learning how to be trustworthy. I need to regain your trust. I have to be worthy of your trust. And I say this to clients all the time. Now your job is to learn how to be trustworthy, to learn how to regain the trust of your spouse who has been crushed. What does that mean? Well, of course, ending the affair, which I said earlier. I'll call you when I get to work. call you at lunch. I'll call you before I leave the office. I'll ask you if you want me to pick anything up on the way home. I'll tell you about the meetings that I have to go to. If you call and I can't take the call and I say I'll call you back in 15 minutes, I'm on a conference call, I call you back in 15 minutes. Or I send you a text and I say, conference call still on. As soon as it's done, I'll give you a call. I let you know if I'm running a Home Depot. I'm letting you know if I'm running the grocery store, if I'm going to go get my car repaired, if I'm picking the kids up from softball or ballet practice or whatever it is. I'm telling you where I am at all times. And the response from the person who has been unfaithful is, oh, you want to build trust? Be trustworthy. If you want to build trust, be trustworthy. Your spouse has just gone through a traumatic time. And it's very painful. And healing has to happen. So apologizing is very important. Empathizing is very important. Being patient is very important. You need to think of the spouse, your spouse or your significant other, as someone now who has been traumatized, broken, devastated. So you need to be gentle and patient and kind if you want your relationship to work. You have to learn how to tolerate the investigative questions. You have to be willing to maybe turn off your Facebook, get a new phone number, end your Twitter account, whatever it is that you need to do. Maybe it was a coworker. I have to be willing to look for a new job. I'm no longer going to be in the office with the person that I was having an affair with. I need to get a new job. I need to be willing to make whatever changes that I need to make and be willing to allow healing to take place. And it is important to apologize often. Keep in mind that a single apology is never enough. Your betrayed spouse's pain comes in waves. So there's days that they seem to be okay. There's other days you come home and they're sobbing. So you have to express your regrets, your sorrow, your apology over and over and over again while you work at being transparent, where you work at being honest, where you work at being trustworthy. And that is your task. And remember, empathy is really important. So there are also things now, okay, the betrayed spouse also has tasks. And one of the ways I think about it is it's an uphill battle. Your trust has been shattered. You have a ton of emotions. Overwhelming, intense feelings of hurt, anger, confusion, sadness, betrayal, devastating. One of the tendencies is to want to hurt back. It's absolutely important to be able to express how you feel. And it takes a lot of effort to express how you feel constructively rather than destructively. Because if I want to rebuild my marriage and I've lost trust in you and I am hurt and I am devastated and I am angry, my natural instinct would be to lash out, hurt you back. If I want to rebuild the marriage or relationship, those destructive things will only tear us apart further. So I need to work at being constructive in expressing my emotions. It would be reasonable to say things like, I don't know if I can ever trust you again because you hurt me so much. Or I feel like I'm dying inside. I'm crushed. I'm devastated. All my hopes and dreams are gone. It really is about using some I statements. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I might do it through tears. I might even do it where my voice is loud. I am so angry at you. Sometimes the spouses will hit me. No, don't hit the other person. You might want to. Go hit a pillow instead. Because sometimes what happens is, okay, you know, she hit me because I had the affair. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. Because the person who had the affair is looking to be punished. And we don't want to do that either. We're not children. We're adults. We want to rebuild a relationship. Saying things like you're the worst person in the world, you're a liar, you're a cheat, you have no integrity. Those things do not rebuild. They tear down. I'll show you and I'm going to go have an affair, let you know what that feels like. Well, that also does not rebuild. That just continues to create the wedge. If you're the spouse that's been betrayed, ask questions. But know when to stop. Sometimes you want to pry and pry and pry, and you ask and demand and ask. However, you have the right to ask. It's not uncommon to want to know about who the person was, how long the affair was, where did you meet, what happened, who did you go with, who else knows. It's not uncommon to say, well, I'm going to call her husband and I'm going to tell him. Well, I don't really want to hurt other people because I'm hurting. I want to learn how to heal from my own hurt. Sometimes asking questions of your unfaithful spouse and their honest response can be hurtful. It's not uncommon, I will say, for a young couple who are having children, for the spouse to feel all the attention has gone off of him and now gone on the children. And this does happen. and this can lead to an affair. It's important then, if that is what was going on, that you say, I really feel like, I don't know, I got put in the corner and I was no longer important. The kids were much more important to you than I was. It's important to answer the questions honestly. However, without accusation. There's a huge difference between talking about the affair and focusing on other aspects of your lives together. Because it can become too saturated with talk of the affair. We want to heal. We don't want to continue to re-wound. And sometimes the person who is the betrayed spouse or betrayed partner can continue to wound themselves because they keep going over and over and over and asking the questions over and over. Remember, I statements are extremely important. And you have every right as a betrayed spouse or partner to ask questions. You have every right to do that. You have every right to say, I have some expectations so that we can rebuild trust. And these are what my expectations are. It might be important to start journaling. And one of the things that you can do when you're the betrayed spouse or partner is to keep a log in your journal of your feelings, because there are times when you're filled with sadness and anger, and there are other times when you actually may say, you know what, I'm feeling okay. And there are times that anger and that sadness dissipates, and that's a good thing. And you can ask yourself, what is the difference about the times during the day when I feel a bit better? I'm going to keep that list. What's going on that I feel better? I feel better because he called me at lunch. I feel better because she said she was going to stop on her way home to get groceries, and she expected to be home at 6:30, and it's 6:30, and she's walking in with bags of groceries. It's important to do things to take care of yourself. What do I mean by that? Well, counseling, of course. Couples counseling, of course. But I'm talking about things like also exercise. Be with friends. Meditate. Do yoga. Pray. Spend some time with your kids. Eat healthy foods. Of course, journal. Go get a haircut. It's really interesting when we have some type of a devastated event that happens in our lives, sometimes we go get a haircut, get a whole new hairstyle. It's like, I'm turning over a new leaf. It's got a whole new, there's a whole new thing going on. It's a whole new aspect, new hairstyle. Know how to help yourself to become more peaceful within yourself can be extremely empowering. Learning that you can survive an affair, your relationship can survive one, but you yourself, the person who was betrayed, you may have to work on building your self-esteem. You find that you're actually feeling stronger. You may decide to go back to school, get a job, take better care of yourself. Have more investment in yourself. These things are really important. So I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling, and I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, and I have been a counselor for over 30 years. My practice is in its 17th year. I have a strong background in addiction recovery. The first half of my career is working in the field directly with recovering addicts and alcoholics. I also work with people who struggle with depression and anxiety, broken relationships, couples counseling, anger management, grief and loss, post-traumatic stress, obsessive-compulsive disorder, just to name a few things that I work with my clients. I work Monday through Friday. I'm always open to new clients. I don't keep a waiting list. You can find out more information about what I do on my webpage at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with 2 L's, counselor.net. You can also follow me on Facebook. Please go to Counselor's Chat and follow me on Facebook. I would love to see some followers, some comments, or if you would like to, give me a call, 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you would like to make an appointment, that would be one way to contact me. If you'd like to make a comment about the show, that would be also a way to contact me. If you have any suggestions for a topic, I'd love to hear from you. So getting back to the topic, it really is about how to heal from an affair. So one of the first things, obviously, that needs to happen is the person who's having the affair, if they want to repair and heal their marriage, They have to stop the affair. They have to answer all questions honestly. The more honest you are with your spouse, the greater chance of your relationship to heal. It's important to show your spouse empathy, no matter what. And you need to keep talking and listening, and as long as it takes. So you have to practice patience. All right, you know, the affair is over. It's been 2 months. Are we still doing this? Yes, you broke trust in hearts, and it takes time to heal. Take responsibility for your actions. So blaming your partner for the affair won't heal your marriage. It will just really continue to split it. And apologize often, not just once, often. And promise to never commit adultery again. It may be so painful for you, the person who's had the affair, to see the devastation that you've caused, that you commit to yourself, but you need to also commit that to your partner. And definitely don't expect it to happen quickly. Your partner will forgive you when they're ready. And again, to the betrayed spouse or partner, ask questions, express your emotions, but do it constructively. Balance your rage with your need for information. So big emotional events may not really be the best thing. That might be something that you do with a friend or a spouse. A therapist. Try not to become obsessed with finding out about the other person. However, you do have the right to ask for information. I want to know what goes on your Facebook page, your phone, all of that information. You might even want to set a time limit on how much you're going to talk about the affair. Now, the first several weeks, you're going to talk about it a lot. But as I said, you can also start journaling. You know, there's some days that you're going to feel okay, especially when your partner is working at being trustworthy as it has offended the affair. So we can just keep talking about it and talking about it, or we can say, you know what? Saturday afternoon, we need to talk a little bit more about what happened. And it's important to talk about how the affair has affected you. Discuss your doubts and disappointments, the feelings of betrayal, abandonment, anger, sadness. It's really important to talk about your marriage. What were things that you needed that you didn't get? Now, that is not about my taking blame, okay? If I say to my spouse, what was it that you needed that I wasn't giving you? I'm not asking for blame. I'm asking for information. Because the thing is that I may not even realize that there were things that you needed because you never shared it with me. I didn't know that about you. Or I didn't know that you really felt as if I was abandoning you by taking care of the children. I didn't realize that all my attention was going on them and that you felt ignored or pushed to the side. It's really important for both people to be completely honest with feelings and thoughts. One of the things that I say to the person who had the affair and wants to stay in their marriage, and also to the person who's betrayed, you have to allow that person, the person who had the affair, to court you again. Well, what does that mean? Well, we need to go on dates. We need to spend time doing fun things together. We need to make choices where we're just not going to talk about the affair right now because we're going to go to the movies. We're going to go get ice cream. We're going to go for a walk. We're going to work at enjoying each other's company and talking about what are some things that we need in the relationship that we were not getting. And that's very different than talking about how painful this is. It might be really important to create a relationship vision. Now, this is something through Imago Therapy, but a relationship vision is I'm going to list all the things that I think of as my ideal relationship, my perfect image of a relationship. And you're going to list all the things that you think are your ideal of a perfect relationship. And we get together and we share the list. And I might find there's some things on your list that I agree with, that I didn't think of, or vice versa. But ultimately, we create one list. And we take the top five things that we agree on that are most important to us, and we put them at the top of the list. The things that we think are going to be the most difficult go on the bottom of the list. And so now we're sort of ranking it. And one of the things about making this vision is it's something that we're going to refer to all the time. Every day we're going to sit down together and we're going to say, okay, it's like couples who get together and say, okay, you know what, every week we're going to examine our financial situation. We're just going to go and say, how much did this happen? How much did that cost? What's going on with the stock market? We're going to examine that to see if we're on target. And it's the same thing with your relationship vision. Meditate together. Exercise together. It may be for some spouses, they may say, look, I'm not feeling comfortable having sex with you at this stage of the game. And that's okay. You may need to wait and stay faithful. The person who is betrayed is going to have to work at forgiveness. And forgiveness doesn't mean I forget this happened. Forgiveness doesn't mean I'm letting you off the hook. Forgiveness means I am no longer carrying the resentment. I am no longer carrying the pain. I'm no longer carrying the hurt and the devastation. And we begin to enjoy each other's company. And our level of intimacy, communication has gotten deeper. And we get to know each other better. And I get to see their areas where my focus was somewhere else and I didn't realize. We get caught up in our day-to-day routines. We just become so commonplace in our relationship because we're sort of always there. And I didn't realize that you were feeling ignored. It was not my intention. You also need to share that with me if that happens. We deepen our sense of communication and empathy and intimacy on all levels. We rebuild the relationship. So I hope this was helpful for you. There is hope if you have, if you choose to stay in your relationship after an affair. And for the most part, I say to people, you know, how can I ever trust them again? Well, you know, if he or she has another affair, what do you think you would do? Well, the marriage is definitely over. Okay, so you don't need to keep questioning it. You know your step. That's it. So hopefully that doesn't happen. And in the meantime, you work at rebuilding your relationship. A warm, loving, empathetic, mutual, committed, trust-filled relationship. So again, I hope this was helpful, and I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I will be back next week. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.